both, probably.
Okay, my God. I'm nervous now, Birch. Okay, Birch.
What?
Help me.
Testing. See, he's loud. He's a Birch.
Okay, testing.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Welcome to 20-somethings podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and Amanda is not here today. I actually am joined by some very special guests that this is her first time on the podcast. I know, Darla's here too. She wants to make her presence known. Darla. So this is my little brother, Nathan. Say hi.
How's it going? I'm so pumped to be on the podcast. This is actually, I think, my first podcast. I was on the radio once when I was like nine, but I don't
remember. Oh yeah, you were on the radio. I remember that. That was a big deal.
I'm a radio star, but
I didn't know that.
First podcast.
So yeah, he was on the radio.
For what?
It was like a mom and pop commercial or something. Yeah, he played the little boy.
It was for like a credit union or something. I needed like a kid's voice.
Yeah.
So it was like kid actor one or something.
Yeah. And this is his girlfriend, Cece, if you're wondering who the other voice is. She's basically like a sister to me. So, and both of them have listened to the podcast and so they know what the vibe is, and I know they will be a great addition once in a while when I need some special guests. I'm going to pop on over to their apartment because they literally live like right beside where I'm currently staying, so it's super nifty. And we are talking today about Stranger Things season 4 because that's all anyone can talk about right now. This show is just like such a part of our current cultural zeitgeist, and it's just made huge waves with like Netflix and just with streaming services and everything. I think it's probably like the most popular streaming service show, I don't know, or one of them.
It's probably the most famous like Netflix original, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I think House of Cards was like the first actual like Netflix original series, and like Orange is the New Black, maybe. Remember those ones? Those were like popping off. But now like, everything is like an original streaming, darling. But anyway, so I just want to get your overall, because I know you two are like super fans of the show.
We are. We really, really like the show.
And you guys are starting it over, right?
We have been. So we're already on season 2, and we started watching it again like 2 days ago. Like, it's embarrassing
how... 2 days ago, we're binging it.
How fast we get through it. But the first few episodes on season 1 and season 2 are not as long as the episodes.
Oh, really?
On season 4. Yes, that's one thing that we noticed. The ones on season 4 are over an hour. Mm-hmm. And then ones on the previous seasons are way quicker. Like less
half
than
an hour or something?
Not half an hour, but like 45 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Like very interesting. Seems shorter.
Like one of the ones in season 4 was like an hour 20, I think.
No, it was like an hour and 40.
Really?
Yes, it was
the
like
final one?
The very final one, hour 40, yeah.
Well, I think this, if I'm not mistaken, is the fourth and final season. So they're probably trying to pack a lot into it. Mm-hmm. So tell me why you guys love the show so much, since you're such big fans. What is it about the show that you think gets people so engaged and gets people so excited?
I would say like the biggest thing is that it hits home with like such a big audience. Like, whether you're just a show, like a fan of like a show that's very well done in terms of like videography and mm-hmm. like the CGI in it mm-hmm. and character development, all this stuff, because like you grow up with the kids over the four seasons.
Yeah.
Or it hits home for people kind of like the boomer generation.
Yeah, the nostalgia.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's like that people that grew up in the 80s or kind of were a teenager in that era, like it can hit home in so many different ways. And I, from what I've heard anyway, obviously I wasn't a teenager in the 80s, but it seems like they've done a very good job capturing like the music, the style, like life in a small town in U.S. in like the early 80s. So
right.
I think like it just hits home with such a big audience, and it's a very well done show. So I think even if you're not too well aware or too into sci-fi type stuff, it can, you can just enjoy the show for what it is.
Yeah.
It can be scary, the show, I find.
Yeah, I think there's like a little, like Nathan said, like a little bit of something for everyone. There's like little romance plots. So if you're not super into, like I'm not super into like the sci-fi monsters, aliens, whatever. I kind of like true crime and stuff, but that's a different genre. But I like the fashion. I like the music. I like the love stories. So there's a little something for everybody. I personally was like less interested in season 2 and 3. Like I kind of was like, oh, I guess I'll keep watching, but I feel like there's just been this like resurgence of love for this show with the fourth season, and it's been deemed the best season so far. And I would have to agree with that. I can't really remember the other seasons that well, but what do you guys think was the best season so far and why?
I definitely think season 4 And for me, I really like the,
both of you have to be loud.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Or move closer, one of the
I'll
two.
I'll come closer here. But I really actually like the way it's filmed. There's a lot, I think, I don't know, cool angles that they use, and I'm super into that kind of stuff and film and whatnot. So I really like just some of the cinematic like shots of it. Not right. even like the plot line, like the storyline, like that's all great. But how it's filmed actually is really interesting to me and one of my favorite things about this show.
Mm-hmm. You were like fangirling over, not to spoil anything, but there's that one scene. I think it's in.
Well, we're probably gonna spoil things. Yeah.
You shouldn't be listening to this if you haven't finished. Yeah. We can do another recap after part
yes,
two.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't worry about spoilers because they're
We're
an idiot.
Spoil this
yeah, the one scene in like the Dear Billy episode, which everyone says is like the best episode, is like when Max is running in the upside down.
Oh
world.
Yeah,
like
it.
The way they use like lighting and like everything, it was like. Like your jaw was like actually on the floor. You're like,
it was amazing how they filmed it and how they, I don't know, like just everything to do with that scene. I was like, it was so good.
Intertwined to Kate Bush in there.
I know.
Oh yeah,
really.
The music.
That song is like number one trending song in the world.
That
right
does
now.
Not surprise me at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
And that's the thing. Like I feel like this show kind of gives like a voice to those who haven't really been represented very much in media. Like. I feel like it's, like, the nerdy kids, the awkward kids. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, those are the kids who are the superheroes in this show, and they band together, and they're brave. And, like, all the bad guys are always, like, the popular cheerleaders and stuff, where normally the roles are kind of reversed. So I do like that aspect of it, and I think
a lot of people like that aspect of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I do... I just love... It's just, like, it's such a dark... show, but it's also so wholesome at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like just some of the relationships like between Steve and Dustin, like they just have this cute little like brotherhood.
Yeah,
things like
cute.
That are just so they just keep you coming back because you even though the show's so dark, there's enough lighthearted content, I think, mm-hmm. to keep you going back. Because there are some shows, honey, please relax. There are some shows that are just so dark that you actually can't finish them. Like, for me, Chernobyl, which I like dark shit. You guys know, like, I'm always watching documentaries about horrible things.
Yeah.
I could not finish Chernobyl because it was just too depressing.
But that's why this one's good. And, there, like you said, there's a little bit of everything. Like, literally a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. It still can be scary. Like, my parents don't like it because my mom finds it a wee bit scary. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
That was, like, I think... the first or second episode in season four, I actually mentioned this to Cease because I found it really funny because season four, episode one ends on like a very, very gruesome note.
Oh my God, I know.
Like every single bone in that
girl's
body.
Oh, okay. I just was like, what are you talking about?
But then the very, but like if you're like us and binge it, it starts the next episode right away for us. And then it started off, I can't remember exactly what happened, but something funny happened.
Yeah.
And like they started on a very uplifting note. And mm-hmm. it's like, they do a good job of balancing it. Like, there is some darkness and some sadness, but there's also, like you said, those wholesome moments inside of it.
But I even like how they do the camera angles back to this, because I can't help myself, but, like, when they go from, like, riding their bikes and the camera turns and it, like, it shows them going into the upside down.
Very
like,
cool.
I like that kind
the
of
stuff. The mirroring world
yes.
is all very cool. And I was saying to Nathan, we were talking about this show the other day, and I'm like, I can't believe how they make Eleven look so young, like the magic of CGI. And Nathan's like, that's what you're interested in when there's like full-on monsters with six heads roaming around. But it really
but it's shocking
it
and
is.
I didn't know this, but I'm pretty sure it's a boy that they put her face on.
I think I got that energy. I don't know how to explain it, but like I kind of
got that inkling.
Like I was like, that's definitely not her, but
oh,
it definitely
CGI.
Is her. I was like, that's not just a kid that looks like Millie Bobby Brown.
No.
That's incredible. Yeah, they can do some crazy shit nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the bones breaking, way too, like, personally too much
eyes.
For me. Like, and it's not just the look of it, it's the fucking sounds.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing. Ugh. I get the mad heebie-jeebies with anything with bones breaking or protruding. Like, I cannot deal with that. I will faint. So, other than that, I could have lived without that aspect of it.
Me too.
But
it also adds so much, but I can just cover my eyes. It's fine. It's still nasty.
Yeah. So, Darla's excited about season four too. So I think part of the reason that like I'm really enjoying season four is that there is a lot of like mysteries kind of being wrapped up, or like you're getting some clarity on certain things, like who Vecna is. Like you got that whole storyline kind of come full circle with that little boy who was the son. What was that old man's name?
Creole, Victor
Creole. Creole, yeah. So that, like, holy, when all of that came together, that was so well done, like, them just outlining how that all came to be. But then, unless, what, am I missing something?
No, I was just going to say that's, like, that whole, would have been a huge, like, ball drop when number one or whatever actually turned out to be Vecna. But right at the start of season four, Cece looked up the cast list and saw who was casted for who. So as soon as that character was introduced, we knew he was eventually going to turn into Vecna.
Yeah, I'm the worst.
I wasn't surprised, but I also was surprised. It was just, like, really well done. Like, I knew he was number one. I picked up on that.
See, I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, I did. But then I was like, he's definitely number one. But then I got... And then once I saw the way he was killing the kids by, like, dismembering their limbs, I was like,
the hand.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, he's Vecna. And Dad came in, which is the most annoying thing. People, do not do this. This is a PSA. Don't come into a show, like, halfway through the season and be like, why are they doing that? What's happening there? I don't understand. It's like, because that is, like, my biggest pet peeve. It's either, like, watch it from the beginning or just don't ask questions, because I'm not explaining this entire thing, especially a show like that.
You can't explain that show and, like, you can't give it the gist. No. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So, I wanted to get Nathan's input on this, because I actually am not very intelligent with this stuff. Nathan was saying on Twitter, because he's always up on the Twitter webs, and he was saying that there's been, like, quite a few discussions about how this relates to Dungeons and Dragons and Nightmare on Elm Street and, like, other cultural references that could be considered, like, cult classic type things. Like, they have a niche audience. Like, not everybody's into Nightmare on Elm Street, but people who are, like, really into it. And then, like, same thing with Dungeons and Dragons, which is, like, kind of the 80s, right? Like, this whole show is sort of focusing on, like, niche things that were really popular. And even, like you said, they mentioned Ted Bundy, who was, like, sort of the serial killer of the 70s or whatever. So, Nathan, what type of things have you heard that you might find interesting for our audience? Like, any connections that you've heard?
The biggest thing I've seen about season four so far was that people are calling it, like, not only the best season of Stranger Things, but also the best, like, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street remake there is out there.
Oh.
So, what I've seen, and I don't know, Twitter is a very deep place, and it's hard to trust your sources.
And we've never seen Nightmare on Elm Street, so we can't watch it together. Yeah, so we can't compare see if it is a remake of it.
But from what I've seen, we watched an explained video on Nightmare on Elm Street just to get a general overview.
Yeah,
is that was like the horror movie of the 80s. So, like, it ties in well with the timeline, which is like another cool thing. And actually, they mentioned Freddy Krueger in season four. Dustin does at one point. Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
And he mention Ted Bundy too, or is it someone else?
Yeah, they do.
Dustin's... No, who is it?
It was Nancy.
I thought it was Nancy, yeah.
Oh. We said that about Ted Bundy too. Yeah. But I say that all the time still to this day. People are like, oh, like, you know, so and so would never do that. I'm like, they said that about Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So what I saw on Twitter anyway was that it's the best remake ever. Like, the same way about how Freddy Krueger comes while you're dreaming, or, like, nightmare, I guess, and kills you while you're sleeping. But, like, the only, like, it's, like, kind of the reverse, because Vecna does it, like, while they're during the day or still awake or whatever.
But they're in a trance.
But it's still, trance, like, so it's still, like, a nightmare, and he still does it while they're sleeping or dreaming or whatever. So that's, like, it's, like, pretty much exactly the same way. The same way he does it.
And kills the same way, doesn't
he? And even, like, some of the imagery. Like, I knew the classic Freddy Krueger, like, claw hands thing, like, coming out of his trench coat. And, like, if you look at Vecna's hands, especially in the first episode, he has, like, those creepy long claw hands.
Like what he did to Chrissy.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of, like, imagery is very similar from what I've seen. And apparently, the actor that plays Vecna's first victim, his father, Victor Creel, is the same actor that played Freddy Krueger in the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone's tying them together that way, too, which I thought was pretty interesting. But, once again, it's a Twitter thing, and I'm not sure if that's... I'm assuming that's what it was intended to be on some level, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I feel like they've done that in the past, too, with this show, like, doing slight allusions or references to other cultural references, even if it's just a song that was really popular at the time, or like a board game or something,
or
that was
the
really
movies,
popular.
Like up at the movie on the movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what's that called?
They had Terminator. We watched season one. They had Terminator as like the featured movie at like the theater.
What is
like,
that thing called?
I don't know. Like you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
A billboard?
It's like not a billboard, a like billboard? A plate. No, it's not a playbill. Write in, guys. Yeah. Comment below what the word is. Called? Yeah, so that's really interesting. I'm going to do some personal research on that. I've never seen Nightmare on Elm Street either, but...
You should watch it.
We should. Yeah, we should. And then I don't know anything about Dungeons & Dragons, but I do know that they reference it in the show, and then I think the name Vecna potentially comes from Dungeons & Dragons, unless I'm...
We were trying to figure that unless out I'm wrong. If it did. I think it does, well, yeah, but again, I'm not positive.
That's the whole... Like, all the bad aliens, or whatever you want to call them, in the show, like, Demogorgon isn't... They didn't just come up with that. That's, like,
from
the
Dungeons?
Monster in Dungeons & Dragons. So, like, the kids are
I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, the kids are, because they play Dungeons & Dragons, they're the ones naming all these things, and everyone just goes along with it. Because
I was like, where did they get these names from? So that makes sense. The kids are just coming up with random names.
And then in the first episode, they go to the Hellfire Club, and, like, with Eddie, and...
I love Eddie.
I was going to say, what do you guys think
and
of Eddie?
I love him.
And, like, Lucas's little sister's there, and, like, remember they roll the dice? Like, they're fighting Vecna, like, the character in Dungeons & Dragons. So then... The way that Vecna, like, whatever, acts in the game, they're like, oh my gosh, like, Eddie and Dustin are like, oh my gosh, this extraterrestrial being or whatever is acting like Vecna, so then they just name it Vecna.
Right, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
I love Eddie with passion.
Me too.
I really was hoping him and Chrissy would have a moment, but she fucking died.
I know, right when you think.
And the thing with him is I'm very sexually attracted to him for some reason in the show with the long black curly hair. But in real life, like, could not be less attracted to him.
Okay, I was going to say, but did you look up what he looks
like
in real life?
He's, like, super ginger and has, like, a wispy beard. And I'm like, whoa. Normally, like, people look way worse when they're in their 80s getup. You know, like, someone like Nancy, I'm like, oh, she's so much cuter in real life.
Yes.
But in this case, I'm like, Eddie can get it. Like, he needs to grow his hair up. But I also just think he's such a good actor. Like, he's so likable and charismatic.
Watch.
Everybody on that show is such a great actor. But he's been a great addition this season, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like how they're giving, like, some of the more side characters, like, a little bit more of a, like, Lucas's little sister. I can't remember what her name is.
Erica.
But, like, yeah, it seems like they're, and some of the parents are getting, like, a bit more screen time and funny moments. But I feel like Jonathan has had, like, no screen time this season so far. What do you think's going to happen between that love triangle? What are your predictions?
I don't want to predict anything because I don't want to jinx it.
Right.
Because I love Nancy and Jonathan. I want them to be together forever. I loved their kissing scene. I think it was season 2. I don't know when they get together. I'm pretty sure it's season 2, but that was, like, my favorite scene ever, when they're at that dude's house and then they both come out of the door and they look at each other and just, like, slam their mouths on each other.
Yeah,
like,
when it's, like, so built up. I love that.
And I really loved it because she was with the popular guy but then chose, like, the nerdy, like, kind of awkward dude.
And so I don't. Blowing it.
But I don't,
like,
want her to go back,
like, blowing
to Steve.
It. He's just
but
being,
I love
like,
Steve.
A loser stoner. Like, and Steve
That's true.
Is, honestly, Steve is fucking stepping it up this season. Like,
he
is being brave. He is being, like, he's a go-getter. He's being protective. Like, when he's, like, roaming around with his shirt off, like, leading the pack, I'm like, okay, Steve.
That's
Meanwhile,
true.
Jonathan is literally just, like, lost in his own... And, I mean, I feel bad for Jonathan, but it's not like he's doing anything to help his own case. Like, he's just being... But his friend is fucking so funny.
Argyle, or whatever.
Argyle,
yeah. I don't know. I hope she stays with Jonathan, but I think, like, if my gut is telling me anything, she's gonna get with Steve. And you know what I just put together? She got with Jonathan when Jonathan, like, took a step forward and, like, was brave and there for the boys and whatever and for Eleven. But now it's more, like, Steve is there and helping out. And so I think she is going to go back to Steve, but I'm going to be very sad about it because I love Jonathan.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think?
What do you think, Nate?
My gut is telling me, I don't know, maybe I'm just biased because we're watching season one, and, like, even, we just finished season one, and even when all of that stuff happens between her and Jonathan, season two still starts with her back with Steve.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if that's just a safety choice or whatever, but like you said, Steve, one of those characters that is, like, antagonized the whole first season as, like, the popular kid, the bully, like, when the iconic scene when he breaks Jonathan's camera. But yeah, then he kind of breaks out of it, and I think he becomes more like his true self. Like, he's like, same with Nancy. Like, they're not trying to be popular anymore. They're just, like,
living.
They've been through a bunch of shit, but it's also brought out, like, who they actually are. And I think Steve's just embracing that. So I don't know. My gut's telling me Nancy and Steve end up together.
That's definitely what they're like. Why else would they be like building all this sexual tension between them and like dropping all these hints, like all these outside characters? Like, so when are you two kids gonna get together? It's like there'd be no point in all of that. This.
You're 100% right, because they did that in the first and second season with between her and Jonathan when she was with Steve.
Well, they have to give Jonathan some sort of storyline, because he's literally, I mean, he's just been like following around his other kid. He's had like four lines this season, I swear.
Yeah, it hasn't been a whole bunch. And you know what? You brought up the whole smoking weed thing, and now that you say that, it gives me the ick, so I'm like...
Like, he's being a ninny.
Yeah.
Like, he's being a ninny. And this is just, like, a message to all you boys out there. Like, a girl is not attracted to a guy who just, like, gives up on himself, like, just acts like a wounded puppy. Like, he didn't come to visit her like she wanted him to. Yeah. He just, like, literally...
But she didn't go see him either, so I'm just,
but, like, I don't know. I'm, like, fight for the girl if you really want her. Otherwise, a guy like Steve is gonna come in and swoop her up.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm sure Jonathan will come in like a blaze of glory, and there'll probably be some sort of like, should I go with him or should I go with him?
And she's probably gonna.
And one of them will probably die. You know, there's been hints on the interwebs that one of the main characters is gonna die this season, but nobody knows who.
I think we had this conversation the other day.
Do you think, who do you think?
I personally think Will is gonna die because
no,
the whole story like was literally brought on because Will got taken. Like in the first season, he's gone and wherever, and then the second season, he's sick with, I don't even know what's in him. I can't remember now, but
darkness,
the darkness or yeah, whatever. And
Darla,
then,
she doesn't want Will to die.
And then I do think that Will is going to die. I think something's going to happen.
And he's been like left out all like.
And that's why I think he's going to die. Like I think it's just going to be, and everybody's going to feel like shit when it happens because he's been treated so poorly.
Now, I feel like I'm forgetting something, but did he have some sort of weird interaction with the really tall, skinny guy who I can't remember his name? Why are they being so weird towards him this season? Oh, I can't remember what happened in the third season.
What's his name now? Mike?
Mike, yeah. Mike?
In the third season, I know that, like, Max and Lucas start to date. We haven't rewatched it yet, so I'm not positive, but they start to date, and then Mike is with Eleven, and then I think Will is kind of, like, on the outside.
Right.
Like, you know? And then this season, the same kind of thing you saw where Mike comes to visit them, but he's kind of all about Eleven, and then again, Will feels, like, left out and whatnot.
Because they're really making him a very sympathetic character.
Yes.
And it's, I mean, he's always been one, but this is, like, breaking my heart, like, him just feeling so left out. And
I know.
I'm getting, like...
But he's always been that way, and I didn't realize it until we started rewatching the seasons. And in the first season, I did not realize how many times they reference him being gay.
Okay.
Like, so much.
I was going to say, I'm really getting, like, an LGBTQ storyline happening from him, but it's very, like, undercurrent.
Yes.
And I wasn't sure if I was imagining that or if that was something that was alluded to in other seasons, that he has, like, a crush on Mike.
I hope he comes out in this season.
Because I think he has a crush on Mike, and that's part of the reason he's taking the 11 thing so hard.
My theory...
And Mike's getting, like, spooked because he's like, bro, like, let me live.
But I don't think Mike has a clue. I think he has zero clue, but I think that painting Will made, do you remember he was trying to give Mike, I think that has something to do with him coming out. I hope it does. When we do the next part, and if it does,
they can't kill off the only gay character. I mean, they probably will, but that's awful.
Release it right at the end of Pride Month on July 1st.
Oh my god, that'd be sweet though.
Yeah. To go on your point, I think Eleven's gonna die.
You do.
I kind of do too.
I think exactly what you're saying,
to
but the opposite.
Herself.
I think it's showing us right now at the end of part one that she's the reason this all started. Like she created basically, it seems like, I don't know.
She banished him into, banished number one into the underworld and like opened up
it
that.
It almost seemed like she created the underworld.
No, I think she did.
Exactly. So I think it's showing us that she created this and started this all, and I think she's going to finish it. And I think it's going to either suck her in with no portal to get back, or she's going to die.
So then hopefully Will comes out as gay or bi or pansexual or whatever he wants. Whatever he wants to be. And then Eleven dies. And then Will doesn't
hopefully
die.
Hopefully she dies.
Well, no, not hopefully she dies, but I would prefer, like you said, I hope they don't kill off, like...
Anyone
if
but Will.
Dead, yeah, like,
he is pulling on my heartstrings this season. I don't even, like, I think they are just there is something to me about, like, a kid who's being left out at school, but then also a kid who's, like, struggling with his sexuality. Like, I actually weep. I kid you not, I've started crying. Just the look on his face. Also, he reminds me so much of Nathan, like, the way he looks. But then he also kind of reminds me of Nick because of, like, Nick's, like, you know, Nick growing up gay and all this. And I'm just so protective over him. Like, he's my baby brother.
I know.
And I want to punch Mike in, like, his face for just being...
They don't treat him well at all.
No, they don't. And he's just, like, such a loyal ride-or-die homie.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyone but Mike. Take Mike... But, what's his name? Will. Take Mike. I don't like Mike.
You don't?
Well, he's fine. I don't know. He's, like, has the skinniest legs I've ever seen, though. So, he would not satisfy Vecna. Like, Vecna would need a second meal after eating Mike.
That's fair.
Or... I think Eleven's gonna probably sacrifice herself to save everybody else.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's gonna be, like, this huge... But they already tried to technically show that she died in the first season.
Well, they tried to...
But then she came back.
Well, they killed off everyone, and they, like, Hopper was killed off, and then he came back.
That's true. That...
Do you think Eleven's ever going to meet her mom? Mm. I think something like that might... They've been alluding to her mom a lot this season. With
Have
all,
they?
They keep flashing back to her mom getting pulled away from her. And then when she was...
Oh, yes.
She was, like, trying to find enough rage to defeat him or whatever. And she was thinking of her mom being like, Jane... No, they told her mom was dead, but then number one said, she's not dead. Your mom's not dead.
See your mom in the first season.
I know, but I think she dies in, like... Oh. No? Does she not?
No, but in the fourth season, number one's talking to her. And it's he's and she goes, my mom's dead. She died giving birth to me. He's like, they tell a lot of lies here.
Yes.
Like, they lied to you.
Yes.
But she keeps... honing back on this memory of her mom being pulled away from her and saying, I love you, Jane. I love you, Jane. So I feel like there's going to be some...
But her mom...
Something with that.
We meet her mom in the first season, and she can't talk. Like, she's not really there.
Oh, I don't remember
because
she's this
very,
at all.
Yeah, because she... One of the reasons why she was at the lab was because she would go there and they would give her a whole bunch of drugs. And then she got pregnant with Jane, but she didn't know that. So that's why they think, like, her powers came from... Anyways, but... So I don't know if that's... That could happen just because she literally is not all there because of the test she was put through at the lab.
Ugh,
so I don't know.
Stupid lab.
Yeah, stupid lab.
Well,
the bad
yeah, that's
men.
Like everyone else thinks that I forget her mom's name, but lost Jane in the third trimester. That's what they say, that she had a miscarriage in the third trimester, but she was at the lab getting tests done. So then, like, obviously they kept Jane.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. They always and Hopper in the first season says like they like washed her brain. So, like, they could have caused this state of being unaware or not all there
sure
or whatever.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure
however
they
you
did.
Want to
a lobotomy or something.
Yeah, something.
That's awful. Well, I don't know. I have noticed they've brought up her mom a lot, but I really can't remember season one and two very well. So, like...
I did not like season two.
I didn't either.
That was when she goes off, remember, with the rest of, like, the... kids that have the numbers on them.
I don't remember at
like
all.
Like committing crimes and stuff.
I did not like that season.
The only thing I remember is that Sadie Sink's character comes in.
In
Max.
Two,
that's like and her brother, Billy.
Billy, yeah.
Okay, so speaking of Dear Billy, which is technically, well, it's renowned on the internet as the best episode so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've preferred the final episode the most. Just like that whole scene to me when you were realizing that, like, one was also Vecna, and then 11, it was, like, a flashback, and you realize that, to me, like, that just, I was hooked the entire time, like, I could not. Dear Billy, I feel like I was distracted, I was probably scrolling on Instagram or something, but
mm-hmm.
What was your favorite episode so far, and why?
Is that the one, Dear Billy, where she's running?
Yeah.
Okay, that one was. Just
that was
because,
your favorite, that was Emily's favorite,
yes,
too.
Yes, just because... Okay, also my theory for 1 second, and I told you this, was that Vecna was Billy. For 1 second, I was like, maybe, like...
Didn't Vecna, like, take over Billy?
No, the mind flare did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Guys, there's too many fucking demons.
I know, it's true.
Is there a new one, like, every season?
I think so.
Well,
yeah.
The first one is, like, literally just one of those Demogorgons. Then season two, it's, like, the mind flare starts to come. Because that, remember, like... Will still has the darkness in him,
yeah.
And he's the only one that can see it in those, like, visions.
Oh, right.
Or nightmares. So he's the only one that can see it until...
What's season three about?
That's the one when, like, the mind flare is actually there, and he takes over Billy.
He takes over
like,
Billy's body. And there's, like, something in a mall.
Yes.
There's, like, some sort of explosion in the mall that Hopper...
There's a lot
dies.
Of, like, the Russians.
The Russians.
And, yeah.
The second season is, like, I know when...
I don't like the second season.
Sam, like, from Lord of the Rings. That guy. I can't
oh, my God.
Character.
Bob,
yeah, he's dating Joyce.
Oh, he's so cute.
He
dies.
Yeah,
oh my God.
But I know there's a lot more of like those Demogorgons that have like that are on all fours.
Yes. I did not know
this.
Oh
yeah, like the hound looking one.
And it's still in the lab. And I think that's when like Elle, like, shuts, like, the actual gate there. And then I don't know what the hell happens with the Mind Flayer in season 3. We'll have to rewatch it, but...
Yeah, we definitely will. But I did not know this, that all of those little monsters are actual people, like, just dressed up. Like, I thought it was all CGI. It's not. Like, they're all in, like, makeup and stuff. I was... My mind was blown. I was like, what?
That's how they usually do those things, but they put, like, these sensory balls on them. Have you ever seen the TikTok of Benedict Cumberbatch being the dragon off The Hobbit, and he's, like, slithering on the ground with, like, a bodysuit on?
No, but have you seen Avatar, where they have, like...
Well, yeah, and then the little guy from, like, there's a little guy who plays Gollum as well. He did the same thing. They're, like, it's, like, a specific type of actor. It's, like, a very physical actor that do a lot of these roles where it's, like, so much of it is physical. Like, they play gorilla, like, King Kong or, like, gorillas. They're very good at doing, like, animalistic. It's not so much about, like, your facial acting. It's more about, which as a dancer and a choreographer, I find that fascinating that people can move in that way. But when you actually see it behind the scenes, like, broken down, it's the most awkward, cringeworthy, like, cringeworthy thing you could ever see.
Yeah, for sure.
But what were you saying about Vecna's character? It was, like, every time they did a scene, it was, like, 7 hours.
7 hours to get that actor in costume for Vecna. I was, like, my mind was blown.
That's not... But the Grinch still takes the cake. They did 11 hours every day for Jim Carrey.
Could you imagine poor Jim?
I've made that up, but something like that.
Something like that. But still, even 7 hours for this dude.
What was the budget for CGI?
$30 million for each episode was the budget for season 4.
You can tell, like, this show's budget is insane.
Yeah.
And, like,
but it makes sense. That's why it's so good.
But so many people literally probably were off Netflix, because actually Netflix's stock has been going down in the last year with all these other rival streaming services.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I bet you anything, like, this show has brought it right back up, because people are like, well, I canceled my subscription, but actually I really want to see it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they're releasing it in two separate, like, now, two separate parts. So
do
that
you
it,
think it's going to be another, like, 7 episodes?
I think it might be, like, 3 long episodes or 2 long episodes.
Or even
episodes.
Just, Nate says he thinks it's only going to be 1 episode.
Well,
because
the first 3 seasons have been 8 episodes per season, and then they did 7. But it's also, like, there's pretty much been more than 8 episodes already, because each episode in season 4 is, like, over an hour.
Long. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to, sometimes in the fourth or the final season of a show, they go over. Like, they do extra episodes.
True.
I don't care what they have to do as long as they wrap it up in a good way and it's not like I think every finale is always so depressing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like the Dexter finale.
I haven't seen it, but you may have.
Yeah, the last 2 seasons of that show are just like...
But the, even the Dexter the reboot, did you guys watch that? Are you going to watch it?
The New Blood? Well, we need to watch actual Dexter first, because she hasn't seen it.
But. Well, I'm not going to tell you what happens, but both the reason they did the New Blood show was because everyone was so upset with how the first show ended, and the second show, New Blood, ends in an even more depressing way.
Really?
I mean, and I get it. Life is tragic, and, like, maybe they're just trying to be realistic, but it leaves, like, a sour taste in your mouth. So I hope that they... I'm sure someone will die just for the dramatic effect, but I hope that there's some happy... Even with, like, Joyce and... Is that her name?
Joyce,
and Hopper. Like, maybe they'll get married or something.
If they ever make it out of Russia, we'll see.
I know.
That's another underlying storyline, is just really this whole Cold War, communism, Russia thing.
100%. Yeah, that... I liked that storyline, though. I did.
Yeah.
I didn't really
Hopper's such a daddy. He can get it.
He is.
Steve didn't understand. I was like, he's so hot. And Dad's like, really? That guy? I'm like, Dad, women love Hopper. Like, you don't understand. And he's like, but, like, what? I'm like, because he can get it. He's, like, protective. Yeah. He's burly.
He is.
He's strong.
He's still kind of, like, forceful in the way he talks. Like, even in season 2, like, how he talks to Al, I'm like, Jesus, you're kind of mean, but, like, it works.
Hopper can get it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I still like
I feel like 20-year-old Sarah would have been, like, really into Steve. And then, like, 25-year-old Sarah's like, Hopper.
I just love Jonathan. I don't know what it is.
He's,
I'm like,
a bit creepy looking, to be honest.
I don't like that he's a freaking stoner right now. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Okay, so California, baby.
Ugh, gross.
Who's your favorite character in general? And then who's your favorite character so far in season 4?
My favorite character, like, is this stupid if I'm just like 11, like, you know?
Oh, no, but not me. I like Dustin, I think.
I like Nancy, I think. I think her character development has been very, very good over the past 4 seasons. So I do really like her. I like Nancy.
That's a good one. I like Nancy too.
I feel like what they've done with this season, season four, is like they've, like you said, they've honed in on a lot of maybe not the not so key characters. Mm-hmm. Like there's been very little focus on Will, who a lot of the first two seasons on, or Mike or Elle, even really for that matter. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of Nancy, Max,
Steve and Steve's friend. What's her name?
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
What's her name?
It's not Vicky. That's the girl she likes.
I can't remember. You guys know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of like, the back. Oh,
she's
characters.
Gay though. So she is gay. He wouldn't be the only gay.
You're right. But she's like a happy gay, and Will's a sad gay.
True.
I need Will to have a happy storyline for once. He's been depressed for like four straight seasons.
I know. I really want the freaking Vetna to kill this head of the basketball team.
Oh, what's his name?
Frat boy looking guy. He's so annoying.
No. What's her name? Angela?
I know your girlfriend. I know your girlfriend just got snapped in half. But like...
Snapped in half?
But I'm like, you see... Yeah, but like...
He literally saw that dude go up in the air and still was like, it's them. It's a cult. I know it. How?
Well, he was saying it was Satan.
Like, yeah, you gotta bring religion into it somehow.
He is the most annoying man character. Like, even the fact... Like, him... He is a cult leader to be. Like, the fact that he's like preaching at all these adults in a, like a friggin' town meeting, and he's like, follow me, like, that is a cult leader.
And 50-year-old men are like, yes! 16-year-old man, I believe in you.
No, he's
Satan.
Too much.
Like, what the hell is going on?
I can't remember his name either, but no, his characters, yeah, he can die. He can die. We can sacrifice.
Like,
I understand
him being mad at Eddie, thinking that, yes, he killed his girlfriend and stuff.
I have to circle it back to Angela real quick, because when Elle...
Who's
Angela? Is that her name? Who's that girl?
The friend?
No, who's that girl that Elle is like...
Oh, yeah. The bully, Angela, who breaks her face.
Yes. Yeah. So when that happened, this is so bad, but when that happened, I was like, good for you, Elle, 100%. She deserved it. And Nate was like, oh my God, that was a bit much. And I was like, no, it wasn't. It was exactly what needed to happen. Nope, not for me.
No, I did not say it was a bit much. She definitely deserved it.
No, she deserved
making
it.
Making fun of her and then talking about her dead father.
I know.
She could have done a lot worse than hit her with a rubber skate.
Yeah, but did you see her skull fucking crack in half and like the blood dripping down?
Talk shit, get hit. I don't care.
Yeah. Talk shit, get hit.
Yeah.
I hated her though.
I hate her too, but like I said, I'm not good with like bones breaking, things like that. So like,
if there's any kids out there, do not bully. It's not cool.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Talk shit, get hit.
Yeah. She definitely deserved that. But I also got secondhand embarrassment when Elle tried to use her powers and it did. Like, I literally was like, my gut, it hurt me so badly. Yeah. Poor 11. Very sad.
I don't know. She annoys me a bit. I don't know what it is.
11?
Yeah. I'm just like, I feel like she's always like
depressed.
I was gonna say on the verge of tears, like she's constantly just like on the verge of a mental breakdown, but like her life has truly been a disaster.
I mean, I think it's warranted since she's been tormented and lost all of her parents and everybody she loves. Like, yeah,
she's a bummer.
She can be a little
she's a downer.
I feel like she's gonna come out like fucking swinging
in
the second half.
Like, I hate that they shaved her head.
I hate it.
She had a fucking mullet, Cece.
No, she didn't. She just had
it
bangs.
Was bad. Her hair was bad.
Really? I hate her short hair.
I like the short. I don't like it really.
I felt pain when she's touched her hair, her head, and started her hair. Her head and started to cry. I literally was like,
I like her blonde hair in real life right now. She's got like this long blonde hair. It's so
pretty.
Have
you seen her boyfriend in real life?
No.
It's interesting. But we don't have
to
talk about that.
These 18-year-olds dating and like showing it all over Instagram is a whole other topic I could get into. The young love. Anyway, that's a sidetrack.
Yeah, we just got off topic.
Okay, so did you have something you were going to say?
No, I was just going to say, we were looking up, like, the ages of all the characters, and I always find it super interesting when, like, someone plays a character that's much younger than they actually are.
Well, Eddie's, like, 30.
Yeah, Eddie and Steve are 30, like, 31, 32.
It's like the brother in the Hannah Montana movie.
Yes!
He was, like, 32.
So weird.
Like, yeah, but then, like, they're playing 18, 19-year-olds.
But even,
Nancy's
Sam's,
29.
Or not, is
no, Nancy's
Sam?
27 or 28. And so is Jonathan.
Who is her name? Sadie. Oh yeah, Sadie Sink. She's like 19, 20.
All of the young people, like
Dustin's 20.
Lucas,
like,
Dustin, Mike, all of them are 19 in real life, playing 14, 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, they look young.
They do. But I'm confused, because is this all supposed to be like a year after each other?
Yeah.
It is. It's supposed to be, like, over the course of, like, 2 or 3 years.
No, because season one was 1982, and then season four is in 1986. So it's every year.
Cause
even though there's a three-year gap, realistically, because of COVID, but...
But that... Strange vibes to me. I think they should have done it not a year after each other. Like, I think it should have been, like,
because 1989. Because of how quickly they aged, or what?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it just... You can just tell they're way older in this one,
also,
like...
And this is also the first year in high school,
but that's actually, like, what happens, Cece, to, like, children. It's, like, scary. Like, even as a dance teacher, I, like, come back after the summer, and I'm like, whoa!
Really?
Like, kids actually...
I don't know.
At that age, like, between, like, 14 to 15 to 16, like, they look astronomically different, I swear.
They just look so different in this.
6 inches.
Yeah, like, Nathan is exactly... Like, Nathan was a Will. Like, he was a baby one day, and then, like, a man the next day. It just happens so fast.
So much older now. Like, yeah. And his voice is so deep. It is. He's cute. If he did his hair, I know, like, not like it was in the 80s.
Like coconut
head. Yeah, it would be, he'd be cute.
No, I don't know. I think that's one of those things you just have to look past. Like, it's like this thing I learned in drama. It's called... I can't remember. Oh my god, what's it called?
Smell the fart acting?
No, that's funny though. I can't remember, but it's something to do with, like, fuck. It's like, you know what you're watching is fake, but you're choosing to just accept it to go along with, like, the drama. Story. I cannot remember.
Well, that's like Outer Banks, that show.
But it's
they
like
play like literal 15-year-olds, and they're all like almost. And,
or it's like if there's a plot hole or something. It's like most people choose to just be like, okay, well, the conscious, intelligent person in me recognizes this, but for the enjoyment of the show, I'm just gonna put this aside. I cannot remember what it's called. A technical term in drama that I learned. It's like a whole theory in drama that people like intelligent audience members sometimes have to, like, turn off their intelligent side to actually enjoy what they're seeing. Because there's never going to be a show or movie that's, like, perfectly coherent and put together. So that's, like, one of those things where it's like, yeah, of course they look way older, but, like, you just have to be like, oh, well, better that than they hire, like, random new kids.
Oh, no, they can't do that. Yeah. Like, definitely not. That'd be way worse.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wish they just did it at a little further into the future instead of a year apart. That was my only, like, complaint.
Yeah. Yeah. I really hope Hopper and Eleven have a reunion. Like,
100% they will. And it will probably be right before she dies or something like that. Like, if
he'll give her the strength that she needs to defeat Vecna.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. I'm excited for the part two for sure.
I'm excited to see, like, the future careers of all these kids. Mm-hmm. Even, like, the guy who plays Vecna. Like, he's probably going to be, like, the next star.
He was in, oh my god.
Twilight.
Did you know that? He's one of, like, the originals.
He is!
Yes.
He's one of the Volturi.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Volturi or whatever.
Volturi. Volturi.
He was also in Immortal Instruments. You know that one?
Never seen that, but I know what...
It's a great one.
Is that with Lily Collins?
Yes, it is. Great movie.
Like, I mean, I guess he's... I like to say I'm quite a pop culture enthusiast, and I have no idea who this guy is until you just mentioned it. So, like, I think his career is going to skyrocket. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, Millie Bobby Brown is already, like, super, super famous. But, like, Sadie Sink, I'm sure, is going to skyrocket. Nancy, whatever her name is going to skyrocket.
I think the guy who plays Lucas is going to have the biggest. Like,
you think?
He's a good actor.
He's a very good actor.
And I've seen him, like, even, like, just, like, his social media presence has... Like, he's very active on social media.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I also feel like he's gonna die. I feel like he's gonna, like, sacrifice himself as, like, an act of love for Max, and then, like, she's gonna have, like, Shades
I
of
would
Billy
die.
Playing in her head, and she's just gonna be, like, hella sad. But, like, I feel like Lucas is, like, gonna play hero.
I have liked Max's plot line during season four. Just how she's going through trauma and is shutting everybody out, and then
I
like that. I did.
That's fun for you to watch her go through trauma.
But it's, like, interesting because I don't know. I think that's very real, and they, like, did a very good job.
Yeah.
I think of
Max is
presenting
so
that.
Strong. She's such a badass.
She is. She is very strong.
I swear, the people who have been through the most trauma are, like, the biggest badasses, which is why I'm not a badass. No. Okay, and then I guess for our final wrap-up, I was trying to Google the name of that drama term because I'm really embarrassed that I can't remember it.
It's okay.
What do you think, and you're not going to jinx anything, it's fine, what do you think is going to happen? Say it now. We'll put $5 on it, whoever gets it right, if someone gets it right.
My first initial thought was that Will was going to die, but now that I think about it, like, why would they go through all of that in season one and two? So now I'm like, maybe that doesn't make sense. So I think you're right, Birch, that Ella's gonna die. I think Eleven will die sacrificing herself for everybody because she feels so bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I hope her papa dies. I hate that guy.
Her papa. Okay, no. We need to talk about that. We need to talk. I actually, I cringe with every fiber of my being whenever they go, Papa. Yes. I love you, Papa.
I
like
it.
I actually like bile and vomit like comes up into my throat and I have to swallow it. I don't know what it is.
It's
and
how she like, says it.
But it's all of them, but like they're like, yes, Papa. But the way she says it, it's like her like trying to hide her British accent or something. Yes. And it sounds so weird. I just can't.
Yeah, no,
you just
I
like really
you.
Struck a chord with me there. Like I can't.
I also find
What's
it
his
weird.
Name?
I don't know what his name is. Just
no,
the bad
his
man.
Character's name though.
Martin Brenner?
Brenner.
Oh, Dr. Or Brenner.
I was gonna say
you're
Brenner,
right.
Yeah, Brenner.
You're right.
He's gonna die. Or he's going to get his comeuppance. He's for sure gone.
Because you thought he died in the first one, and he doesn't. And then now they bring him back.
I was going to get up out of that jacuzzi and snap his neck with a blink or something. Like,
yeah.
She's going to, like, because she's that's how she just realized everything with those screens, right?
Yes.
At the end of season 7?
Yes.
She just saw what happened to one and how she sent him away.
Yeah.
And then all the
she
lights
thought
start
she
flickering.
Was, she thought she killed everybody.
Yes.
And he was going to, like...
And then there's, always, there's always that there's that whole twist because episode 1 you see her covered in blood
yeah.
and she goes, what have you done?
I know.
And everyone thinks it's her
killing
everyone, but
yeah.
he's saying, what have you done? You let one free by removing that thing out of his neck.
Yeah.
Like you unlock his powers and he's probably the most powerful person
so
he's seen.
So is that what that thing
I think it
controlled his powers because he said it was like a GPS thing. Oh, Nathan.
He manipulated
I'm
her,
so glad
100%.
You're here.
I know.
Because I didn't follow any of this. I was just sitting there like
enjoying.
Watching like, huh. And I skipped over a lot of it because I was so scared of the violence. So
you did?
Who knows what I missed. Yeah. Okay, well, after that Chrissy scene, actually, like, I was traumatized. And so anytime it was, like, looking, like, because I knew every time following that what was going to happen, like,
yeah.
with the nerdy kid and then with the Patrick kid. So I just, like, kept skipping. And you can see what you're skipping. So I don't think I missed anything too important. But
you know what I want to know?
I should rewatch it because I really feel like I missed a lot.
Just mute it. That's what we do. We just turn it down and I close my eyes.
Yeah, it's the sound effects that are
the sound effects.
I want to know why he's keeping them like on display, like Vecna. You don't really get to know why. You just know.
I feel like it's like a.
Is he feeding off of them? Is
well,
that
I
how
think
he's getting
already
his energy?
Fed off of them. Do you mean like?
But why have them like all in that house? Propped
I think
up like that.
It's just his props.
You think?
I think maybe it's like a, you know, like when a spider like catches something in its web and it just like lets
true.
It sit there and die.
Well, I think he it's like
I don't know
in season 1 because remember when they find Will like he's literally being fed on.
Yeah.
By like he has the
that tube.
Tentacle or whatever down his into his stomach.
I remember. I didn't even have to Google it. Suspension of disbelief.
That's the drama term?
Yes, you're
there
suspending
you
your disbelief temporarily so you can enjoy. There you go, guys. Thank you.
That makes sense.
I didn't even have to Google it. It just came to me. Sorry, Nathan. What were you saying?
But I think what's going to happen is because every time Vecna, whatever, kills someone, it opens a new gate. Is I feel like what the kids say that he's like a sergeant in like the Mind Flayer's army to bring him back, which I don't know is necessarily true, but I feel like he's like harnessing like... The kills are what's fueling the gate, and I feel like he has to, like, keep them alive or feed off of them in order to, like, create a big enough gate for him to get back through into reality.
Because he's creating mini gates with all the murder scenes, yes. But why can't he just go through those gates?
I don't know, maybe
because so far he's been staying in the upside down, hasn't he?
What if
he
comes out then to, like, the real world? That's what maybe will happen. Unless Al goes in or something.
And maybe I think that's what's going to happen. I think what's going to happen right at the start of episode
This is your
eight,
prediction?
Is we never saw Steve go back into the real world.
Or Nancy.
Or Nancy.
That's what I mean. Nancy was trying to and then got taken by Vecna.
Yep.
And Steve
I
never
did not
went
see
back.
That coming.
I think
Me
Steve's going to go try and save her.
Yeah.
And die.
I agree, actually.
I think,
I think Steve's going to die. Yes,
and then she's going to have to pick Jonathan, so...
And then,
now that you say that, Steve is definitely... They're making Steve such a hero this season.
Oh,
they are giving him,
right.
like, a full-on, like, heroic,
he's gonna
noble...
Die.
Yes, oh my
oh
god,
my
he
god.
Is.
And then something's going to happen where, whatever, yeah, Vecna comes into the real world, out of the Upside Down. He has enough power killing Steve or feed enough Nancy or whatever happens.
They both better not die.
And then all the guys are going to come in. They're getting chased by the military. Elle's going to get... escaped out of this lab and they're all going to end up in Hawkins together and there's going to be a super epic battle but like, there's so many plots because like I love the way they film it where it's, like, different plots at the same time. Like, you're seeing Hopper in Russia in prison.
Yeah.
You're seeing California. You're seeing Elle in the lab. And then you're seeing what's going on
in
Hawkins.
I like it, too, yeah.
But it also, it's, like, they need to do a lot to wrap up four different timelines.
Well, that's why I don't think there's just going to be one episode, unless it's, like, a three-hour-long extravaganza.
But then they might as well make two
but
or
like,
three
But, like, all four
episodes.
Seasons have had allusions to Russia versus U.S., like, the commies, like... Both of their
Understanding
of aliens and the upside down.
Like, all of the 80s was Cold War.
I did
like,
not
that's
know this.
Is all that was going on.
Yeah, Nate had to explain that to me. I was why did I keep talking about Russia?
It was like, it was like, it was like the fall of the Berlin Wall. It was like the final end of Cold War tension. Like, the Cold War was like technically over, but there was still all these tensions like, will Russia attack? Will it not?
Okay.
And like, so there's just, Russia is just always causing trouble. And they still are. Russia's just always stirring shit up.
Yeah. But it'd be interesting to see, like, whether Hopper leaves, is it going to wrap up that timeline? Like, I don't know.
I love Murray.
Me too. In this season, I really like him.
They are giving him his star moment, that actor. I can't help but think about the actors. Like, imagine the girl who plays Chrissy, like, this young, gorgeous model chick, and they're like, yes, like, you got cast on Stranger Things, and she's like, oh my god, and they're like, you're in one episode, and you die immediately, and we never see you again. Like, she's probably,
but
like...
But that's, like, Madeline Klein. She was in...
Wait, okay, I saw that, and I don't know what she was... Who was she?
She's just this random-ass girl in season two who sees Billy and says, check out his ass, and then gives out flyers to go to a party.
Okay, but, like...
So very, very small.
Chrissy had more of a role that, but, like, I know, I just couldn't help but feel, like, at least Murray or Eddie have had, like, rolling episodes where they're kind of showing, like, this poor girl. I'm sure she'll get a million jobs anyway, but I was like, that kind of sucks. I always feel bad for actors who get... Like, Jason Momoa, apparently, I never watched Game of Thrones, but got killed off on, like, episode two.
I never watched it, no. We started it and stopped.
Yeah, so that just always kind of sucks for an actor who, like, waits so long to get a role, and then it's like, bye!
But that role still probably will bump that actor way
for sure. You have to think about, like... Yeah, the notoriety, but also it's just that consistent income of, like, however many episodes in, you
That's
get
true.
More money, you get more screen time, but... Yeah, I totally agree. I think Steve's going to die.
That's
I think Nancy's going to be... She's going to survive. I think everyone's going to come back to Hawkins, and there's going to be some overarching battle like there is in every single season, and then probably someone else is maybe going to die, too. I don't know.
I think they have to kill off... They're gonna few people.
A few?
Well, if they always do this. They keep people, they die, and then they come back. So, like, if this is truly the last season, they need to, like, one, have closure, but also, like, they need to end it where, like, there's no chance of, like, a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Like, I feel like there needs to be a definite end.
I hope
they do. If there's a cliffhanger, I'm not going to like it.
I know. I hope they don't do that. Unless they plan on doing some sort of, like, Stranger Things movie, which could be a decent idea, because, like, look at Downton Abbey. Like, they've made these two Downton Abbey movies that are extremely popular.
Now, do we know for sure if this is the last season?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is? Okay.
I mean, I saw that on an article. It said, like, the fourth and penultimate, which I'm pretty sure means final.
Google it. I don't know. I don't know if it is. And I don't... I mean, I think I've heard talk of it being the final season, but I didn't know if that was true or not, or what was the vibe.
Penultimate means last... but one in a series of things.
What?
Last but one. Wait, okay, it's a second last.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Maybe you're...
Next to last, second to last.
Yeah, this says, despite its epic proportions, season four is not the final season of Stranger Things.
Oh my god, we've been talking about it like...
Fifth and final season will be February 2022.
Okay, so nobody can die then.
I've been spreading falsehoods this whole season, or this whole... episode. I thought penultimate meant final, but you learn something new every day, guys. You learn something new every day.
So
scratch everything we've said.
Maybe Steve will die.
So 11 definitely won't die. Yeah.
No, she won't die then.
It's going to be, there's going to be one person who dies, and it's not going to be 11.
I think you're right. I think it could be Steve.
I think it could be Steve.
Because they've been...
Steve's dead. It's 100%.
Steve's already dead. Dead in the water. Dead on arrival.
Sorry, Steve.
God, but him, but he's a great character, so I would be surprised. I would...
Yeah, but that's
like,
they
it
always
would be
kill
better,
off the best character.
But it would be better if Jonathan died, I think.
No, but Jonathan has had no screen time.
No, but that's why I think it would be better.
Yeah,
so
for
nobody
you.
Would care. Like,
no, people will still
Argyle
care either way.
Number 12. and then he's gonna be more powerful. Oh my god,
Argyle.
Who's Argyle? Argyle? Oh, the stoner dude.
He is, like, the vibes I want in 2023. Yes. Like, just, I need to become a stoner, I swear. I'd enjoy life so much more.
We were talking about that today.
That scene was so cute, but also so weird when they went into...
Oh my god, and that sister?
That girl's house.
Susie's. Yes,
Susie's house, and she was, like, it was just this, like, weird... Really, were they like a really strict Catholic family or something? Yeah, and there was just all these kids running around, and the dad, like, that cracked me up for some reason. Yeah. She's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
She Dusty is. Buns.
I know.
She's so cute.
Never Ending Story, great movie.
Yeah, no, so many good references. And hopefully it's exposing the children of today to, like, all the awesome gems that came out of, like, the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm. But I also think it, like, will encourage kids to be, like, different. Because, mm-hmm. like you said, a lot of the popular kids are the, like, bad guys, in quotation marks, of the show. So I think that it's pushing kiddos to just, like, recognize that it's okay to be different or quote-unquote weird or whatever, or nerdy. Be nerdy. Yeah, which I love.
You know... you know what show started this whole... Because this is, like, the way that media is now. It's, like... nerds are cool now, and like mm-hmm. like
freaks and geeks.
Obviously gay, like, gay people have always been amazing, but, like, now, like, gay people used to be, like, the sad characters, and now, like, a lot of the times the gay character is, like, the happy, awesome, cool character. It's mm-hmm. like Glee. I swear to god, my theory, yep. I have a theory on this, like, Glee kickstarted this whole, like, nerds rise up and, like, are awesome, and then, like, all the popular people suck and are mean and are, because before Glee, it was always just this hierarchy of, like, nerds were the losers in the background, and then the even, like, something like Mean Girls, right?
Yep.
I swear Glee changed everything. I swear to god. And it's like the jocks and the nerds come together and sing their little hearts out. And ever since then, now, like, Freaks and Geeks is, you're, like, if you're not, like, a nerd, like, a hipster cool nerd, mm-hmm. like, queer person, like, who are you? Boring. Yeah. You're boring. Okay, if you're just, like, a basic straight white guy who plays sports, boring.
Yeah, you gotta have a little pizzazz.
No offense,
in there.
Nathan.
Nah, you're nerdy.
But do you know what I'm saying?
But now he's athletic, like, and all that kind of boring.
It's like the more intricate someone is now, like, the more alluring they are. Whereas it used to just be, like, cut and dry. Like, mm-hmm. oh, he's a jock, he's hot, and now it's like, oh my god, like, he plays Dungeons and Dragons, like, that's hot.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
You're mysterious. That's what you are.
Anyway, this isn't about Nathan, it's not about Glee. I don't know why I went down this tangent, but...
I do like that, because, like, it is true. Like, you can't really... It's you can never define someone just as, like... You can't define people as good or bad. So, like, I like that... I don't know. That, like, Steve, like, he's an antagonist in the first season, but then he's, like, one of the most... He's a mm-hmm. huge core character in that group of people mm-hmm. for the other seasons.
Yeah.
Or, like... Lucas. Lucas is at heart a nerd, but he's also...
Maybe Steve will die because of the bites on him.
Oh, those little bat things?
Yeah. Something's gonna... But did Nancy get bit too?
No.
No.
Just Steve.
That scene was rough, watching those things munch down on his ribs.
Like, I will say, that's where I was like, damn. Like, where he was like...
Damn, Steve!
He, like, bit one, I'm pretty sure, and was whipping it around.
It on the ground.
Yeah, and I was like, wow!
Yeah, and Eddie was... No, it was good.
Eddie was funny, too.
Eddie needs to dye his hair black and grow it out and get a perm.
I know. I looked him up and I was like, oh, what?
I know.
How is this the same person? Is that mean to say, though, that you're, like, more attracted? Well, have you heard that thing?
He's very talented.
Have you ever seen Vampire Diaries where, like, people are more attracted to Damon than they are Ian, which is, like, the guy who actually plays? And then people are less attracted to Stefan than they are Paul? Like,
yeah.
You know?
That doesn't surprise me. Like, there's a lot of characters who people are like, I hate the actor, but I that character can get it.
Yes,
yeah. No, that's for sure. And Eddie, like, I just... And even though they were saying, like, he's popular at school, but he's always been so nice to all of us, I was like, yes, I love Eddie. I would date Eddie.
I don't know.
Actually,
I'd probably want to date
Steve. Next question. Yeah. Who would you date? Next and final question. Nathan, would you date Nancy?
There's only, like... one character that's a female on that show that's
Susie.
Of legal age.
When you were in high school, I mean. When you were in high school. I definitely have a crush on Steve, but he wouldn't go for me, so I'd have to go for, like...
I would have dated Steve in high school. Now I would have dated Jonathan.
Now I would date Hopper.
Oh, Jesus.
I would not date Hopper.
I'd be like, Daddy, buy me dinner.
I'm going to have to take the safe option and just go Nancy.
Yeah.
But what for legal there, reasons. There is that
what
other
about,
girl?
What about Max? Max is cute.
She's a badass, but...
Also, remember that in real life, they are not this age, so you can date them because they're actually of age. So
what about Joyce?
Oh jeez. Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryder, Nathan Winona Ryder.
Yeah. I was watching season one again actually, and like you said, how this season alludes to Nightmare on Elm Street. Season one was like giving me major vibes of like Alien vs. Predator, which is another huge movie.
Yeah, I like that movie.
No, I think if I were to go back and rewatch the whole thing and do some research, there would be like tons of allusions to movies and
even
media.
The movie posters they have like, in their bedrooms and stuff. It's
that's
really
like
cool.
The epitome of like pop culture reference and like tying it into the.
But they're smart
and
doing
they're just
that.
So intelligent. That's exactly it. It's just intelligence. It's like taking their time with the script, taking their time with the casting. It was just like one of those, like, compare something like that on Netflix to fucking like Emily in Paris.
Yeah, like, I've never seen it, but that it's
like
not my vibe.
That is the type of show that looks like it was pulled out of someone's ass in 5 minutes. Like the right, like it's entertaining, but like
it's like a guilty
it's not.
Pleasure.
There's no fine tuning. There's no intelligence in it. It's just like pure escapism. Whereas a show like this, it's like funny because it's a huge budget. It's Netflix. You know, it's coming out around the same time. But it's just like a masterpiece compared to some of this other shit that's coming out on Netflix. But that's kind of the point of these streaming services, is there's something for everybody to enjoy. Like someone like Mom is not... Like, Mom wants to watch, like, all of these, like, rom-coms with, like, some girl that, like, goes to Africa and, like, falls in love with some random guy and, like, comes back... For Lisa, there's stuff on Netflix, but then for someone who loves, like, serial killer documentaries like me, that's on Netflix, too.
It is, yep. 100%.
So, I think they should do a fifth... I guess they are doing a fifth season. But I don't think they should overkill it. Like, I think... Because, you know, there's, like, something like Criminal Minds that has, like, 24 seasons, and it's, like, let it go.
It would have been nice if this was the last season, not gonna lie. Like, I was going into it thinking this was the last season, and that excited me, because you know it's going to be amazing.
Epic.
And this season has been very, very good. So, now, like, the budget for, like, season 5 is gonna have to be, like, $50 million per episode.
I wonder if, like, having the extra time with COVID is what, like, really set this season apart. Not even just in terms of, like, the character development, the plot, but just like having that extra time to refresh the script, or maybe like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it came back instead of just like, boom, let's get the season out. Boom, let's get the season out. Like, they actually had time, and all the characters were probably so hyped coming back on set, and like just brought this new fresh energy. Because something about this season is just really exciting
to
me.
It is. It's been really, really good.
Yeah.
I loved it so far.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was the last one, because of the way they broke it up into two parts. But
me too.
I'm excited for a fifth season. I'm less excited about part two, though, now.
Really?
I know. Like, it's very disappointing.
Because I thought it was going to be, like, such a big build-up. And, like, that's, like, Netflix has done, kudos to them, they've done a very, very good job marketing it this way and building up and developing this following to Change of Things. Like, it's that show that they say, like, the Netflix original. Like, and they show it on all the home pages. Coming soon. Yeah. New episodes available. Yeah. Like, it's all, half of it is marketing,
and
but it's also...
And these kids are everywhere. Like,
they
on
are.
Every talk show, doing everything. Yeah.
So, I'm a little less excited for part two. I'm now excited to see if any of our predictions came true.
I know!
But season 5, I think, is going to be a banger as well, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
That'd be so sad if season 5 was a total disappointment.
I know, but now I'm worried. Now I'm worried because I thought this was the last one. So now I'm confused why they broke it up into two parts.
I'm confused too. I think Nathan said it's literally just to like have people salivating on their remotes, like waiting to click it for a month. And plus, instead of, because everything's so like fizzles out so quickly now because everybody has like ADHD times 1,000. So it's like, instead of it just being, like, the talk of May, it's now going to be the talk of the whole summer. 100%. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be back, guys, for our season 4 part 2 recap. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing from Cece and Nathan. They did... Wasn't that easy? You guys are naturals. They were nervous.
No,
they were a little nervous.
No, that was very fun, actually. I was so nervous. I had a little fidget with me, calming myself. But no, that was lovely.
Once you do it once, you're like, oh, it's literally just talking.
I just speak really fast, and I know I mumble, so
be
prepared for that, listeners.
Yeah, Nathan.
So I'll be interesting to listen to myself back.
Yeah.
I never listen
you
to
learn
myself
a lot.
Speak. Like,
you
recording.
Learn a lot. Both good and... Like, I've listened to myself, and I'm like, bitch, you say like way too much, or you swear too much. But then sometimes I listen back, I'm like, you're kind of smart, Sarah, or you're kind of funny. So it's humbling and it's confidence building at the same time. But no, you guys were actually awesome. It was so much fun, and I hope to have you both back either separately or together for future episodes. Cece and I have a lot of, like, we love reading. We read a lot of the same books, so we could do something like that.
Yeah, we could.
We could get some, like, male point of view advice from Nathan.
That would be a great one.
Like, if the girlies want to write in, some advice to get from a straight boy, we could do that. I keep branding Nathan as just the straight boy. Nathan's so much more than that. Nathan's wonderful. And you can follow them. They're super cute on the social media. Why don't you guys drop your social media?
What is my social media?
Cece Blundell.
No underscore anything, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's just Cece Blundell, C-I-C-I.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look that up, you'll definitely
find me. What about TikTok?
TikTok is, again, I think just Cece Blundell. I got to double check this now, but I'm pretty sure. With no underscores or anything.
I know your TikTok is just Cece Blundell.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of cute content together on TikTok. So if you want to see how adorable their relationship is, you can stalk them on that. Mm-hmm. And then, Nathan, what's your TikTok? Or what's your Instagram?
I know my Instagram. Yeah, Nathan Birch, NathanBurtch underscore.
Underscore. Don't miss the underscore, guys.
Yeah.
And because Amanda's not here this week, I'm going to read a review super quickly if we have any new ones.
Miss Amanda. Hopefully we lived up to Amanda's expectations because she's a great... What are you guys? Co-host?
Co-host.
Yeah,
co-host,
she's a great co-host. Hopefully she lives up to your expectations.
She levels you out, Sarah.
I know.
In a good way.
I know, I need that. She is literally the OG, but she is very happy for me to bring some guest hosts on from time to time. She's busy being a full-time mother, homeowner, full-time working mom. So, okay. What am I looking at? Okay, I need to find reviews. This one's from Kangaroo Nick. I wonder who that could be. And it says, two angels sent from heaven, gracing us with their words and wisdom. Heart, heart. Love you, Kangaroo Nick. Thank you so much. But yeah, guys, we only have one left. So come on, you have to leave a rating or review. Just please do it. It would mean so much to me as a belated birthday present for me and for Cece, because her birthday and Nathan, all three of our birthdays are in May. So do it for us. On Instagram, you can follow me at Sarah Birch, or you can follow me at 20_somethings_podcast. Okay, love you. Bye.
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 Bye. You sound like a sheep.